Sociology Chapter 9, Social Stratification in the United States. Absolute poverty. Deprivation so severe that it puts day-to-day survival in jeopardy. Caste system. A system in which people are born into a social standing that they will retain their entire lives. Class. A group who shares a common social status based on factors like wealth, income, education, and occupation. Class system. Social standing based on social factors and individual accomplishments. Class traits. The typical behaviors, customs, and norms that define each class, class markers. Closed system. A system of stratification that accommodates little change in social position. Conspicuous consumption. The act of wasteful buying to make a statement about one's social standing. Davis-Moore thesis. A thesis that argues some social stratification is a social necessity and is functional. Downward mobility. Lowering of one's social class. Endogamous marriages. Unions of people within the same social category. Exogamous unions. Unions of spouses from different social categories. Global stratification. A comparison of the wealth, status, power, and economic stability of countries as a whole. Ideology. The cultural belief system that justifies a society's system of stratification. Income. The money a person earns from work or investments. Intergenerational mobility. A difference in social class between different generations of a family. Intragenerational mobility. Changes in a person's social mobility over the course of their lifetime. Meritocracy. An ideal system in which personal effort, or merit, determines social standing. Open system. A system of stratification, based on achievement, that allows some movement and interaction between layers and classes. Primogeniture. A law stating that all property passes to the firstborn son. Relative poverty. Is not having the means to live the lifestyle of the average person in your country. Social mobility. The ability to change positions within a social stratification system. Social stratification. A socioeconomic system that divides society's members into categories ranking from high to low, based on things like wealth, power, and prestige. Also called inequality. Socioeconomic status, SES. An individual's level of wealth, power, and prestige. Standard of living. The level of wealth available to acquire material goods and comforts to maintain a particular socioeconomic lifestyle. Status consistency. The consistency, or lack thereof, of an individual's rank across social categories like wealth, power, and prestige. Structural mobility. A societal change that enables a whole group of people to move up or down the class ladder. Upward mobility. An increase, or upward shift, in social class wealth, the value of money and assets a person has from, for example, inheritance or salary. Sociology Chapter 10, Global Inequality. Capital flight. The movement, flight, of capital from one nation to another, via jobs and resources. Chattel slavery. A form of slavery in which one person owns another. Core nations. Dominant capitalist countries. Debt accumulation. The buildup of external debt, wherein countries borrow money from other nations to fund their expansion or growth goals. Debt bondage. The act of people pledging themselves as servants in exchange for money for passage, and are subsequently paid too little to regain their freedom. Deindustrialization. The loss of industrial production, usually to peripheral and semi-peripheral nations where the costs are lower. Dependency theory. A theory which states that global inequity is due to the exploitation of peripheral and semi-peripheral nations by core nations. Extreme poverty. The state where one is barely able, or unable, to afford basic necessities. First world. A term from the Cold War era that is used to describe industrialized capitalist democracies. Fourth world. A term that describes stigmatized minority groups who have no voice or representation on the world stage. Gini coefficient. A measure of income inequality between countries using a 100-point scale, in which 1 represents complete equality and 100 represents the highest possible inequality. Global feminization of poverty. A pattern that occurs when women bear a disproportionate percentage of the burden of poverty. Global inequality. The concentration of resources in core nations and in the hands of a wealthy minority. Global stratification. The unequal distribution of resources between countries. Gross national income, GNI. The income of a nation calculated based on goods and services produced, plus income earned by citizens and corporations headquartered in that country. Modernization theory. a theory that low-income countries can improve their global economic standing by industrialization of infrastructure and a shift in cultural attitudes towards work. Peripheral nations. Nations on the fringes of the global economy, dominated by core nations, with very little industrialization. Relative poverty. The state of poverty where one is unable to live the lifestyle of the average person in the country. Second world. A term from the Cold War era that describes nations with moderate economies and standards of living, semi-peripheral nations in between nations, not powerful enough to dictate policy but acting as a major source of raw materials and an expanding middle-class marketplace. Subjective poverty. A state of poverty composed of many dimensions, subjectively present when one's actual income does not meet one's expectations. Third world. A term from the Cold War era that refers to poor, unindustrialized countries. Underground economy. An unregulated economy of labor and goods that operates outside of governance, regulatory systems, or human protections.